So now we're going to hear the word of God. And our first reading this morning is Romans chapter 15, verses 1 to... I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget. Verses 1 to 6, but the page number is 1140 in the Pew Bible. We who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please his neighbour for his good, to build him up. For even Christ did not please himself. But, as it is written, the insults of those who insulted you have fallen on me. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. May the God who gives us endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And our second reading this morning is from the book of Acts, and it's chapter 11, and it's verses 1 to 19. 19 to 30. And it's page 1105 in the Pew Bible. Now, those who'd been scattered by the persecution in connection with Stephen travelled as far as Phoenicia, Cyprus, and Antioch, telling the message only to Jews. Some of them, however, men from Cyprus and Cyrene, went to Antioch and began to speak to Greeks also, telling them the good news about the Lord Jesus. The Lord's hand was with them, and a great number of people believed and turned to the Lord. News of this reached the ears of the church at Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived, he saw evidence of the grace of God. He was glad and encouraged them all to remain true to the Lord with all their hearts. He was a good man, full of the Holy Spirit and faith, and a great number of people were brought to the Lord. Then Barnabas went to Tarsus to look for Saul, and when he found him, he brought him to Antioch. So for a whole year, Barnabas and Saul met with the church and taught a great number of people. The disciples were called Christians first at Antioch. During the time, some prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them, named Agabus, stood up and through the Spirit predicted that a severe famine would spread over the entire Roman world. This happened during the reign of Claudius. The disciples, each according to his ability, decided to provide help for the brothers living in Judea. They did this, sending their gift to the elders by Barnabas and Saul. Thanks be to God.
We pray together. Let us pray. Eternal God, as we come now to reflect on your word, we pray that you would help us in our understanding, that you would guide us by your Spirit, and that you would help us to respond appropriately through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Mark Twain said, "I can live for 2 months on a good compliment." William Arthur Ward said, "Flatter me and I may not believe you. Criticize me and I may not like you. Ignore me, and I may not forgive you. Encourage me, and I will not forget you." Encouragement is so important in our society today. We seem to live now in an era with social media, with so-called keyboard warriors who will type away behind the safety of their computer screen and say what they like to others, things that they wouldn't dream of saying to someone in their face. That's the society we now live in. I don't know Love Island, nor have I ever watched a program, an episode of it, but news broke last night that the presenter, Caroline Flack, suicided. A lot of that then, the discussion has been referred to mental health issues and the issues around social media and all that people say about a person and an individual. And for, I don't know, but there seems to be a lot of criticism that she received in the past. So heartbreaking that it comes to that. 2 weeks ago, when we were thinking about our healing and wholeness service, and we thought a little bit about mental health issues, the National Institute for Mental Health gave a report, and they said this: many of our daily conversations are actually mutual counseling sessions, whereby we exchange the reassurance and advice that help us deal with routine stresses. For every critical comment we receive, it takes 9 affirming comments to even out the negative effect in our life. For every single encouraging and affirming comment we receive, it takes we have 9 critical comments, and we need that 1 to even out the negative effects. Critical comments have, 9 affirming comments for the 1 critical comment. And we know what we get so many critical comments, and it lives with us and it gets us down. And we need those encouraging comments from those close to us, and we need to give those encouraging comments to others. Words matter. We're going to look at this as one of the number of ways in which we encourage each other. But because, of course, the word encourage is the act of drawing alongside or lending energy to get another going or motivated. And so we're called to be encouragers. And to help us think about that this morning, I want us to look at a guy in the early church whose name was Joseph. We read about him first in Acts 4, verse 36, in the context of the community with one another, how they shared with each other as God's people. We read what is said. Luke records, Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, to whom the apostles gave the surname Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, sold some land which belonged to him, brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. In Acts 11 and in other places then, we read about the ministry of Barnabas and how he was literally an encourager. So for us this morning, I want to suggest that we be like Barnabas. That we be like Barnabas. As we live in community with each other, our calling is to encourage each other in the faith. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 11 reminds us of this. Throughout the early church, especially in Paul's letters, encouragement is a constant theme. Now, we live in very different circumstances to those of the early church, but nevertheless, we all need encouragement. So there's several ways in which we encourage each other. The first, which we've referred to already, is encouragement through our speech, through our words. Paul writes to the church in Thessalonica, and he refers to the day of the Lord and says in verse 18, encourage each other with these words. Encourage through your words. Proverbs 15 verse 1, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. And James, of course, reminds us of the evil of the tongue. Words matter. We need to be careful with our words. They can help or they can hinder. You know as well as I do that something that someone has said, either positively or negatively, will have lived with you for a long time. It echoes there in your head. something that someone has said, and it may be years ago. You can't remember what you did last week, but you'll remember that thing that someone said, positively or negatively, a long, long time ago. Yes, words are exceptionally powerful, and we need to encourage each other with our words. There's a story about a group of frogs traveling through the woods one day, and two of those frogs fell into a pit. Well, the pit was so deep that there seemed no way that the frogs could get out. As try as they might, they would jump and jump and jump, but they just couldn't make it out of the pit. And the frogs couldn't make a ladder and get them. They were stranded, it seemed. So the other frogs on the top shouted down to the two frogs in the pit and said, "Sorry, we can't help you. We suggest that you just curl up and die." So the first frog did just that. The second frog, however, continued to jump and jump and jump, and eventually he got out of the pit. And the other frogs looked at him. They said, "Why didn't you take our advice and just curl up and die?" And he said, "I'm deaf. I thought you were just cheering me on." Words can help or they can hinder. We need to be so careful about how we use our words. And we need to use our words to encourage each other. It is so important that we use words to encourage. We can also encourage through our actions. When we offer to help someone, even when we haven't been asked, that is a way in which we encourage someone else. Often, church life is no different to other aspects of community life, where some people do a lot of the work and other people stand on the side. And what an encouragement it is to those who are doing the work when other people offer a helping hand and get involved as well. Another aspect of encouragement through actions is simply by showing love. Simply by showing love. Random acts of kindness, isn't that what they say? When we make the effort, go out of our way to do something kind and loving for another person. How that person then feels valued, of worth. So encouraging when someone does something loving for another, to help someone out. But this is all done in the context of faith. And our overriding principle in all of this is to encourage each other in our walk with the Lord, in our faith. Romans 1 verse 11, Paul says, "I long to see you and impart some spiritual gift to make you strong. That is, that you and I may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith." Mutually encouraged by each other's faith. When we go for tea and coffee, when you share with each other, it's always a nice time to catch up with what's happening in another person's life, what's happened in the last week. Can I encourage you also to share where you have seen the Lord at work in your life during this week? Because that can be an encouragement to someone else's faith. And even being honest and saying, "Do you know what? I'm struggling with my faith a little bit. I'm feeling weak in my faith." That can be an encouragement as well. Because as we come to church and we think we've got life sorted, it looks on our faces, "How are you doing?" "Yeah, fine." No, we're not fine. Some of us are really struggling. And if we can be honest with each other and allow for our vulnerability, you will be amazed what an encouragement even that can be to others as they struggle and face stresses in life. But it's all about encouraging each other in our faith, in our walk with the Lord. There's also encouragement through presence. I've always said the ministry of presence is exceptionally important. We can think of lots of occasions in the scriptures where people are encouraged because of the presence of someone. I can think particularly of Zacchaeus. There was wee Zacchaeus, vilified, rightly so, was a cheating tax collector. Everybody hated him. But there was Jesus encouraging him by having supper with him in his home. And of course, understand the context, the culture of table fellowship in that day, where when you ate with someone, you were identifying with them. What an encouragement that was, Zacchaeus. And his life was transformed because Jesus ate with him. That was an encouragement to Zacchaeus. The ministry of presence is really important. Sometimes we're in situations we don't know what to say, we don't know what to do. But I can assure you, by being present, by just being there, makes such a difference. Sometimes we think to ourselves, in our individualistic culture, that, well, if it doesn't involve me, I don't really need to be there. Church is family. We are together part of the body of Christ. And so if something is happening in the life of someone in our congregation, all of us, by inference, are involved to be on the side to encourage, to support, to build each other up. If someone in your own nuclear family were performing at a theater, you would be out to support them. You would go there, even if you didn't like the theater, you would go there to support them. The same is true in the life of the church. When someone is involved in something, it's important for us to be interested in them because that in itself brings encouragement. And of course, following on from this, there's encouragement through meeting together. Hebrews 10, verse 25, let us not give up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as the day approaches. Just the simple fact of meeting together in worship, enjoying fellowship together, that is an act of encouragement. You know as well as I do how often we comment about the numbers that are out at church on any particular Sunday. Well, wasn't it good to see so many people out? It's what we say. Because actually, we're encouraged by those who made the time and effort to come out. Not necessarily church, it might be other activities or whatever. We encourage each other by meeting together, by supporting each other. There's also encouragement through teaching. Paul writes to Titus, giving the outline of what is required of those in Christian leadership. And he says, he must hold firmly to the trustworthy message as it has been taught, so that he can encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it. I say this personally, but I know for colleagues who are preachers, either ordained or lay, will probably say the same thing on this. Actually, when we are the ones doing the preparation for preaching and teaching, we are incredibly encouraged. And even if you're not preaching or teaching on a Sunday morning in that context, at any other occasion, at any other time, we're encouraged ourselves. And hopefully the people of God are encouraged through the word. And how often should we encourage each other? Hebrews 3, verse 13. But encourage one another daily, so long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Each and every day, all the time, seek ways to encourage each other, to build each other up in the faith. Whilst we shouldn't look for thanks for the things that people do in the life of the church, nevertheless, it's encouraging when someone says, thank you. It means an awful lot, doesn't it? But we shouldn't be like the little boy who went to play darts with his dad and he says, Dad, let's play darts. I'll throw and you say, wonderful. But it is encouraging when we express our gratitude to others. So let's be like Barnabas. Let's be sons and daughters of encouragement. That can be encouraging your work colleagues. It can be also encouraging your family at home, your friends, but particularly in the context of community of the body of Christ. Let us encourage as we seek to build each other up in the faith. Let's pray together. Father, we pray that you would help us to be daughters and sons of encouragement, to find those ways through word and through action, how we can support and build up and encourage each other in our own faith. Father, bless us, we pray, as we seek to be encouragers for the sake of Christ and his kingdom. Amen.